We're doing Shmona Prakim. We're holding the sixth chapter. Amru philosophim. The philosopher said, Shakovesh titzo, if one conquers his will, ve'apad pishu se ma'asim na'alim, even though he is doing good actions, actions that are elevated, arei u'se tatov bo bazman shu shef le'ma'asim arayim u'mishtokek lehem. He is going to be, so long as he has conquered his will, so he is always going to be doing positive, even though he feels like doing negative. V'ne'evakim shifotav, and he fights, he wrestles with his aspirations. V'noged befulotav, et mashem o'rin oto, elav kochotav, v'tavotav, v'tchonot nafsho. And he overcomes his in his actions that which his strengths and his desires and his personal tendencies drive him towards. Meaning, once a person has control of his will, so then, even though he might want to do all kinds of things and he might be attracted to doing all kinds of things, but bottom line, he's in control. Ve'osah ma'asim atovim, and he will ensure that he does good actions, v'umitzter ba'asiyatam, and he'll be saddened when he's doing them. It's like the guy who wants to give charity and he's crying as he's taking the penny out of his pocket. How can I part with you, old Lincoln? How can I part with you? I have to give stuff. And he puts the penny in the pushka. Okay, so the philosophers say that the first level is that a person controls his yetzer, and then he spends his life fighting his urges, and at the same time being sad when he does the positive. That's level number one, and we're going to evolve. Jeff wants something first, sorry. Yeah?
With this philosopher, isn't it generally like in reference to like a negative, like the secular philosophy?
Yeah, the Rambam's not necessarily negative, but he is referring to the secular philosophers. Some what they say he buys, and some what they say he doesn't. Okay. Aval ha-chassid, harei hu yimashech b'ma'asav, but a pious person, he is attracted with his actions, achar ma she'me'oreret oto elav ta'avato v'tchunato. His inner drive is to do the positive. So they say that a chassid, he's saying the philosopher is defined. A good person, so he does good things, but he has a constant struggle with his inner urges and drives. And a chassid, they say, the pious person is a person who has an inner inkling and his inner desire is to do what is good. He wants to do good. And he does good. Umuskam mikol ha-filosofim, all the philosophers agree, she'ha-chassid yoter na'ala min-ha-kovesh titzo. They claim that if one overcomes his will, if one captures his yetzer, he's still not as good as the chassid. The chassid is the greatest. The person who's born with good tendencies is the best there is. Aval amru, but what they say, she'ha-kovesh titzo sheveh le-chassid b'arbe inyanim. The philosophers will concede that when one overcomes his yetzer, he does equal the chassid on many fronts. Ela shema'alato pchuta mimenu bechlet mipnei shu mitaveh lemaaseh ra. But his stature is less than him in certainty, the philosophers say, because he still wants to do that which is bad. Va'af al pi sheino oseh, even though he doesn't do it. Bechol ofen tshukato lo tchuna ra'a hi benafsho. The mere fact that he wants to do it, that shows a bad tendency within. V'chvar diber Shlomo kigon ze, and King Solomon already spoke of something similar to this. Amar nefesh What pasuk is he quoting? Yeah, there's no such pasuk here. Yes, I don't recognize the pasuk he's quoting. Because of Tiyot, I didn't say that. Okay, I don't know. He's quoting some pasuk. I think there might be a misprint here. Nefesh, maybe it should say Nefesh Rasha Osara, and that's a different verse. Nefesh Rasha Ivetara, that's a different verse. The Nefesh of the Rasha seeks out bed. I'm looking at Tehillim, sorry. Nefesh Rasha Ivetara, that's the pasuk. Here, Nefesh Rasha Ivetara. The soul of the Rasha wants the bed. V'amar, and the pasuk also says, "B'simchat haChasid b'maseh atov," that when the Chasid is happy in doing good actions, "V'tzal mishenoh Chasid b'asiyato," and the one who is not a Chasid, he has pain when he does good actions. Lashon ze, "Simcha laTzadik asot mishpat umchita lepoalei amin." Doing justice is something of happiness to the tzaddik, and those who do bad, so for them it's breaking, it's heartbreaking. What, I'm going to do justice? I'd much rather do things the way I want. So, זה מה שנראה מדברי תורה המתאים לדברי הפילוסופים. This is what from the Torah seems to match the philosophers. He's saying this is the as much, how much support can I give the philosophers? So there's a little bit of a source for this attitude in the Torah. We do find that King Solomon says that Rishayim do have a tendency to want to do bad, and that tzaddikim are happy with doing good. But now the Rambam is going to come and say, what do our sages teach us? What is the correct attitude? How do we approach our tendencies, and a person who overcomes his tendencies, and a person who has good natural tendencies? When we seek out the words of our sages with regard to this, we find them saying the following. If someone wakes up in the morning and he feels like eating pork, and then he says, no, Torah says I won't eat pork. So he doesn't eat pork. He's better than someone who wakes up in the morning and says, I don't feel like eating pork, so I won't eat pork. Okay. So Torah says, I don't eat pork. But I don't even feel like it. Our sages taught us that the person who walks by a Burger King and says it's not kosher, and even though I'd love a Big Mac, I'm not going to go in, he's better than the person who walks by the Burger King and says, I don't like Big Macs, I'm not interested. We find Chazal telling us that when a person wants to do averus and he overcomes them, he is better and more complete than someone mimi sheino shoef lehen, from someone who does not want them. Veino mitzter ba'zivatan, and has no pain in leaving them. Ad shamru, our sages told us, shekol ma sheyeh adam yoter gadol v'shalem tiyeh tavato la'avera, v'tzaro ba'zivatam yoter chamur. Our sages taught us that the greater a person is, the more his yetzer hara is. And he's going to suffer more when he leaves an Avera. Understand what Rambam's quoting Chazal. Chazal say, Kol ha-gadol m'chavro yitzro gadol imenu. Whoever is greater than his friend, he has a greater yetzer. Says the Rambam, Chazal are teaching us here, that the greater person is going to have a greater yetzer. Yeah. He's not accepting the philosophers yet. We're going to see that on some level he accepts what they say. He's going to balance it now.
So would you rather marry somebody who really wants to kill you, but it's against halacha, so I'm not going to kill you. So would you really want to marry that person? The person says, no, I don't have the desire to kill you.
So we're going to see. The Rambam, that's exactly what the Rambam's dealing with now. Our sages brought, with regard to this, different stories of Amru. Kol ha-gadol mechavro yitzro gadol menu. Our sages taught us, whoever is greater than his friend, he has a greater yetzer. Ve'lo dai b'ze, and they didn't suffice with this, ela she'amru, but they taught us beyond that, she'schar kovesh yitzro gadol lefi erech tzar bekvishato et yitzro, that we're going to get reward in the world to come for overcoming our yetzer. The reward is going to be in direct correlation with how difficult and how painful it was to overcome it. Meaning they said, if it's going to be difficult, then it's worth more. And they taught us, lefum tzara agra, based upon how painful, how much you had to invest, that's how much you're going to get paid. Ve'od yoter mizem, beyond this, shehem tzivu sheyeh adam kovesh titzor, they themselves taught us, a person has to overcome his tendency. And this goes back to our discussion earlier this week, that in Judaism, in my opinion, and I quoted this Rambam, In my opinion, there's no basis for the excuse that if a person has tendencies that his attraction is not to someone from the opposite gender but from the same gender, for us to condone that behavior. What we're going to say is like this: oh, so you have a bigger thing to contend with. So that might be so, it might be this way, it might be that way. Well, some people have a greater tendency to steal. If a person is a kleptomaniac, so he's going to have a very big yetzer hara and he's going to have a very big issue to deal with. But that doesn't permit him to steal. We don't say that just because we have a certain natural tendency, we can go with it. No, we have a command, we have to overcome our tendencies. Vezhiru, and our sages warned us that the way a person should be, shiomar, a person should say, ani metivi eino mitave la'avira zo v'afilu lo asra Torah. Vehu omram, Rabban Shimon Gamliel omer, lo yomar adam. They warned us not to say, you know what, I would never want to eat pork. I would never want to eat meat with milk. Chazal said, don't say that. And that's what Rabban Shimon Gamliel said. Lo yomar adam yevshi le'echol basar b'chalav. A person shouldn't say, I don't even want to eat meat with milk. I'm not interested. I'm sure it doesn't taste good. I don't want it. Yev shi lilbosh satnez. A person shouldn't say, I'm not interested in wearing wool and linen together. Yev shi lavo al erevam. Me? I would want to go run around with girls? No, I'm not even interested. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, don't talk that way. Ela, a person should say, efshi, I want. I would love to have a Big Mac. I'd love to have a cheeseburger. I'd love to have wear shatnez. Hugo Boss suit without having to take out the lining. I'd love to go run around with girls. Yeah, a person's supposed to say, yes, I would want to. But what can I do? I have a father, he loves me, he's in heaven. He told me what's the proper way to behave. He decreed upon me that I can't. So Rav Shimon Gamliel taught us, a person isn't supposed to say, I don't want any of this. A person's supposed to say, yeah, I do. Truth is, I do. But God told me not to. So what can I do? I can't. ולפי פשטי שני המאמרים ביון ראשון, הרי שני המאמרים סותרים זה את זה. And at first glance, says the Rambam, we think that what Chazal taught us is the exact opposite of what the philosopher said. At first glance, it seems like Chazal said, a person should say, my tendencies are different than the Torah, and I do what the Torah said anyways, and I am going to get reward in accordance with how difficult it was for me. Ven hadavar ken, but in truth, says the Rambam, Chazal do not really contradict the philosophers. All of it is true, and there is no disagreement between the philosophers and Chazal. And how does this work? The things that the philosophers view as being bad, with regard to those things, the philosophers said that if someone doesn't have a tendency to do those things, he is more elevated. He is more elevated than someone who aspires to those things and overcomes himself. These are the actions that are well known. Everyone agrees that they are bad things. For example, murder. Everyone understands that murder is bad. The Rambam is going to break down the mitzvot into two types of mitzvot. There are the mitzvot which are logical, the mitzvot that ordinary societies abide by. And then there are the mitzvot which are spiritual, that God tells us to do, but we wouldn't have come to these mitzvot on our own. So the Rambam is going to say that the philosophers, they weren't talking about not eating pork. They don't have such a concept. They were talking about those actions which society understands that in order to continue living together, we have to abide by these laws. So those mitzvot, the Torah says, don't steal. A person is a better person if his natural tendency is not to steal. But the mitzvot that do not stem from our logic, the mitzvot that have nothing to do with society, not eating meat with milk, my natural tendency is to eat meat with milk. So then a person is, we don't expect a person and we don't want a person to walk around saying, I wouldn't even want that. No, I would want that. That's the breakdown the Rambam is going to make. The Rambam is going to discern between these two types of mitzvot. So the Rambam says the philosophers were referring to the mitzvot that are logical, that everyone accepts, like the prohibition to steal, and ona'ah, to afflict, v'ahezek lemi shelo asara, and damaging someone who did you no harm, v'gmilat hametiv, and paying back someone who does you good, and if you pay someone who did you good bad, if you pay him back with bad, meaning being an ingrate, וזלזולים בהורים, or mocking one's parents, חייצה בהם, things like this. והם המצוות שלהם אומרים חכמים להם שלום, דברים שלמלא לא נכתבו, ראינן לכותבן. About these mitzvot, our sages say, these are things that are so important and so obvious, that, not so important, but so obvious that even if the Torah wouldn't have written them, it was fitting to be written. Yeah, what's bothering Ari?
I'm with you.
What's obvious to one person is not necessarily obvious to somebody else.
Well, they're doing a class.
I didn't follow. What did he answer? I didn't follow. Yeah?
So like something's obvious to some people.
I think that he's talking about the... Yeah, yeah.
But also the fact that you have a strong yitzhak for this, like, for stealing, for example, maybe part of the yitzhak is justification of it. That it's okay to do it.
Why?
Because it follows there for you. It allows you to do it.
I didn't follow you at all.
He was like, he justified himself saying, it's okay for me to do it. But maybe it's because you have a yitzhak that really wants to steal.
And therefore what? And
therefore it's not obvious to you.
So first of all, we have a rule. If everyone's telling you you're drunk, go to sleep. There are times where we say, even if you don't understand something, believe everyone around you. If everyone's saying you shouldn't stick a fork into a socket, believe them. Don't test it. There are things that we expect. The person's going to be logical enough to believe society. And there are certain norms which society accepted, and the reason society accepted them is because they do have a logical basis. If we're going to kill one another, so we can't live together. If we're going to steal from one another, we can't live together. We do have to respect one another's property. We do have to have a sense of gratitude for people who do something to us. Even if honoring our parents is just going to stem from that, we owe our parents honor. So I think the Rambam is referring to the mitzvot that are about things that we would arrive at logically. And just because one person might be born a brute and his tendency is to beat everyone up, but the rest of society would enforce this law that he can't get away with it. Because everyone else does have the clarity to see that this is the way society has to run. I think that's what the Rambam is referring to. So about those things... The Rambam is saying, "V'korin otam mitzvot chachmeinu achronim asher chalub machlat katam dabrim, hamitzvot asichliot." And some of the wise men lately who have been afflicted with this tribe of the talkers, they name them the mitzvot that are logical. The in safek shanefsha shu'efet le'ez. I don't know what the Rambam is referring to here. This is like internal politics. I don't mean to belittle the Rambam, but this is an issue the Rambam had with some people of his day who subscribed to a certain philosophy that he didn't hold up. But he said that these people call it the logical mitzvot, the seichelik mitzvot. The en safek shanefsha shoefet le'ezo menu mishtukek lo she'in demfesh ba'alat migat. And undoubtedly, if one is born with a natural tendency to be a murderer, he's got a problem. He has a lower level nefesh. V'she'anefesh ha'na'ala, and a more elevated nefesh, lo titaveh la'achat min ha'ra'ot halalu. It won't have that tendency klal at all, v'lo titzter b'imana mehem, and won't be feel bad when they have to refrain from doing these actions. Yeah?
What if it's something that's not so obvious, but it's still something that society would like to compliment, but it's not out of Lashon Hara or something like this?
Lashon Hara, I don't think. It's important,
like,
but it's
kosher because some people won't like to come to me going kosher. Some people might like to come to me, but it won't be obvious to society. So it falls into both categories.
I think it falls into the second category.
But eating kosher?
I think so, but I'm not sure.
But it's something that is a positive to society.
Right. No, because he's giving an example of Lashon Hara, which is something which I think
that affects people.
Everyone would agree it's negative.
In
just everyone doesn't do it.
I don't think so.
There was once a carpool where you had like 8 people sitting together, and every day like there was someone else who didn't come, and when they didn't come, so the rest of the carpool would talk badly about that person. Everyone would start saying, "Oh, you know, she's doing this, he's doing that." The whole carpool would spend the whole ride talking badly about someone, someone who wasn't there. They all worked together, so they had a lot to talk about. I don't think any person, when they weren't on that ride and they knew everyone else was talking about them, felt like it was right. That's the way it should be. I think that this is like a borderline case. I don't know. The Rambam's terminology, and I don't know how much we could take this apart because this is a translation. The Rambam said that the things that are well known, that everyone agrees that they're bad, for example, murder and thievery and affliction. So I think that everyone would agree it's bad to say Lashon Hara. But I'm not sure, because people relegate it to a lower level bad. They say, "I'm not directly harming him. It's just not nice." In Judaism, we say it's prohibited. It's bad. But I don't know.
Hey.
A lot of the mitzvot that tell us to be extra careful. Today I was rushing to leave the house, and my daughter pulled a socket. And the socket became a little bit unwedged from the wall, so that a child could stick their fingers in. I knew my daughter was going to sleep, and 99% she wouldn't stay up, and she wouldn't remember to go back to that socket, and she wouldn't stick her hand in, and my wife is around. I had every reason in the world to run. I was rushing. But the Torah gives us a biblical commandment, you're not allowed to leave something that can be a hazard within your home. So I put down my bag, and I took off my jacket, and I went and I got a screwdriver, and I opened up, and I shut the power in the house, and I didn't know there was a bracha for that kind of thing. So for that, we'll have to learn the rules of brachos, but... And I fixed the socket. And as I was saying it, I was singing to my son. I told him, "Hineni mochanun zuman." I'm doing a mitzvah lozase, that the Torah prohibits us from putting a stumbling block in the house. So he, if not for the Torah, if I wouldn't have known this mitzvah, I would have gone out. It's the odds of my daughter touching him. Worst comes to worst, there's a circuit breaker. It's not comfortable, but it's not the end of the world. But the odds of her getting there and sticking her hand in and being able to get to where she could harm herself, if not for the mitzvah, I wouldn't have taken care of it. There are things where the Torah takes us and tells us, be extra careful. Lashon Hara is one of them. Be extra careful not to harm your friend. Be extra careful to be nice to people. Be extra careful not to allow any damage to come from your home, from your possessions. So I don't know what we'll do with those things, because those are things that everyone can value, everyone can appreciate, but no one really institutes. On the other hand, I don't know. These are like things that people value. They're not things that people feel like should be obligatory. I don't know where they fall. It makes sense to me that they should fall with the things that that a person is admirable if his natural tendency is to be that way. On the other hand, we've never seen anyone that has that natural tendency. I've never seen anyone. I don't know. The Chofetz Chaim's natural tendency was to get upset at people. He used to walk to the corner and calm himself down. He was a coin. He used to get upset. Yeah, the Chofetz Chaim was a coin. His tendency was to be upset. So he'd walk to the corner, look at his tzitzis, and start calming him down. He'd say, "Israel, Mayor, calm down. What's gotten into you? What are you getting all upset about?" But I don't know. So the Rambam says, "V'en safek shanefesh ha'shoef le'ezum enu mishtokek lo shinefesh balat migat." Undoubtedly, if a person's natural tendency is to be attracted to those things, his nefesh is lacking. Shanefesh ha'na'ala, the elevated nefesh, lo titevel achat minarot alalu, will not seek out any one of these bad traits. Ve'lo titzter b'minah mehem, and won't feel bad when they refrain from doing them. Aval ha'dvarim asher b'en amru chachamim, shakovesh titzom hem yoter gadol, v'scharo yoter atzum, hem ha'mitzvot ha'shemiyot. But the things that our sages taught us, that with regard to those things, a person who has to contain himself and overcome himself, he is greater and he has greater reward, they are the mitzvot that the Rambam calls the mitzvot shim'iyot. The mitzvot that we heard them, so therefore we know them and we abide by them. V'zemet, and this is true. Shelulei Torah lo hayu ra'ot klal. If not for the fact that the Torah says they're bad, they wouldn't be bad. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with eating pork. The Torah says don't eat pork, so now you can't. It's not good to eat pork. But there's nothing intrinsically bad about eating pork. Ulfichach amru shetzich adam nashir tatzmo choshek lein. And that's why our sages said that we should leave ourselves in the state that we naturally are born, and that is that we do desire them. V'lo yisim amonem him ela ha-Torah. And a person shouldn't think that the only reason I'm not eating pork, a person should not allow anything else to be the cause for not doing them other than the Torah. A person shouldn't say, I'm not eating pork because I don't want to. No, I want to eat pork. The Torah told me not to. That should be the primary cause why I'm not eating pork. Bitbonem chokhmat chokhmatam aleim ha-shalom. Notice their wisdom. May they rest in peace. Uvamem shilu, and what did they compare it to? Lefi shelo amar lo imar adam yefshi la'arog et ha-nefesh. Our sages were careful. They didn't say, a person shouldn't say, I don't want to kill. Yefshi lignov. A person shouldn't say, I don't want to steal. Yefshi lechazev. I don't want to lie. Those weren't the examples our sages gave. Ela yefshi uma ese. Ela hezkir inyanim shekulam shemiyot. All the examples our sages gave were mitzvos that we only know about these concepts because we heard them from God. Basal bechalav, meat with milk. Vishat shadnez, wearing wool with linen. V'arayot, or the women that were prohibited to marry. U'mitzvot elu v'chayitze ben hin shekore otan Hashem chukotai. And these mitzvos, the mitzvos that are like these, they are the mitzvos that Hashem calls them chukot, statutes. V'amru chukim shechakakti lecha, these are the statutes I have decreed upon you. V'en lecha reshut la'arher ben, and you have no right to second guess them. The Torah, God says, you won't understand them. According to your logic, they don't make sense. So, don't second guess me. I said that's the way you should behave, that's how you should behave. And the nations of the world look at us and say, hey weirdo, eat some meat, what's wrong with you? So it's not shechted. Well, what's the difference if you're eating cow's meat that's shechted or not? If you eat Hebrew National or you eat some other brand? And the Satan also keeps egging us on, saying, why don't you do this? Kigon para duma, for example, the red cow, v'seir mishtarach, or the goat that's sent out on Yom Kippur. V'otan shekorin otan ha'achonim sichliyot nikra'in mitzvot kmo shebiyaru chachamim. And those that the later generations call logical mitzvot, those are called mitzvot. The things that we understand, we call mitzvot, commandments. And those that we don't understand are called chukim, statutes. Hinei nitbel mikol ma she'amarnu. What's been clarified from everything we've said, eze avirot yeh mi she'eno mishtokek len yotar gadol min mishtokek len vekovesh titzo mehem. Ve'eze mehem behefech. Which mitzvot and which avirot are they that when one has no desire for them, we consider him elevated? And which do we say that no person is supposed to have a desire for them, but recognize that the Torah told him not to. V'zon kudan nifla'a. There are a few places in the Mishnah where the Rambam says this is an amazing point I just made. V'terutz nifla'a l'shnei ha'mamarim. This is an amazing explanation, rectification of these two seemingly contradictory statements that the philosopher said and the sages said. V'gam ha'lashon moreh ha'nechonut ma'shevi'anu. And if you look closely at what our sages said, you'll see that what we've said is accurate. And with this, we finished the point of this chapter. So the Rambam posed a question. The philosopher said that a person's natural tendencies, a more elevated person, his natural tendencies fall in line with the way he's supposed to behave. And the less a person is, the more his natural tendencies are going to go against it. And Chazal teaches us that the more we have to fight with our Yetzer, the more reward we'll get. And the greater a person is, the greater his Yetzer is. And the Rambam said they don't contradict one another, even though they seem opposite. When it comes to mitzvot that are logical, mitzvot that everyone agrees should be, so there one is supposed to have natural tendencies that go in line with those mitzvot. Our tendencies should be, hopefully, that we don't want to steal, we don't want to hurt other people. We want to go in line with the social norms that are logical, the mitzvot that really society would have dictated had the Torah not said them. And when it comes to mitzvot that don't stem from our logic, there our sages instructed us that person is supposed to have a yetzer for them, and the natural tendency is to have a yetzer for them. And the greater you'll be, the more you'll have a yetzer for them. If you guys have strength, I'd like to add another note. It sounds comical, but I think it's true. When I was younger, so my father once told me about this Gemara. My father said, Chazal told us, Kol ha-gadol mechavero, yitzo gadol emenu. Whoever is greater than his friend, he's going to have a greater yetzahara. He's going to have a greater desire to do what's wrong. So my father told me, said, but it doesn't work the other way around. Don't think that just because you have a big, big yetzahara, you're a big, big person. So I smiled. And years later, I realized that there was great wisdom in that. That Hashem makes it that at every stage, a person feels like he has a great, great yetzahara. A person can't measure himself based on the size of his yetzer. A person always feels like, I have a big yetzer. I really feel like doing A, B, C, and D that are wrong. At every stage. And that's why when a person's really great, so then God has to make his yetzer really, really, really great. But at every stage, a person always feels like his yetzer is really, really great. Tov, Shabbat Shalom.